We wanted to do something that would really kind of be a real team effort and engage the children and really get them involved in something that they could all do together. That, you know, they've only been back at school a few weeks after lockdown, and the one thing they did really miss is obviously their friends. So the idea was that we could get them all to participate in something that was, you know, getting them out in the fresh air, but where they could really feel like they were doing something.
Which is fantastic. And what's been the uptake for it?
It absolutely phenomenal. We gave ourselves 2 weeks to hit the target, and in the first few days, we've actually already gone over 300 miles. The children are walking, running, scooting, and cycling. And there's just amazing. The parents, even grandparents, getting involved. We set up a Facebook page so we could all kind of track each other's progress. And just the support has been fantastic with, you know, everybody getting out and about with their own families and adding their miles to the total.
And so nice for them families to do things together as well.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we're obviously all really conscious that lockdown was hard for everybody. I think for the children, from a well-being perspective, a lot of them have been, you know, stuck inside their own houses. Their football practices were cancelled, and horse riding lessons, and everything that they're used to doing from an exercise perspective, you know, was cancelled. So we're really kind of focusing. I mean, one of the main sort of reasons for doing it was to fundraise to enable the PTA to pay for some sort of well-being activities for the children all to do together at school. So it's just great, really, that everybody's getting behind it so that we can, you know, make sure that the children are really emotionally and mentally being looked after.
It's great. It's great. Fabulous. Fabulous. And I was looking on the page, and you've nearly raised £400 now. So who's actually donating? Is that the just people that are supporting the individual kids doing it?
Yeah, I mean, we've had fantastic support actually from the local community, people from the village, school governors, obviously parents and grandparents. What's happening now, I think the more the children are doing, we're kind of, you know, getting aunties and uncles that are coming on board and donating a few pounds. It's nice for the children, really, because obviously they do so much to raise money for charity. They did a, you know, recent charity event at school, so it's nice for the families to be able to get behind, you know, raising some money for our children to really experience something. I think lots of schools rely on their PTA in order to do special events and raise money for schools. And this year has been particularly hard because all the normal events that we would do in order to raise money, we just haven't been able to do. So we, you know, we can't do a Christmas fair. It's looking like we won't be able to do a summer fair with everybody, you know, celebrating together at school. So trying to do something that's virtual where everybody can still come together and actually raise vital funds for the school itself. You know, it's working out really well. It's a big challenge, but I think they might be able to do it.